You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is the NFL draft. And boy, you're hearing some really interesting things about some possible movement. And you know, one of the big rumors out there is that the Giants could try to trade with the Patriots to get the number 3 because the Giants are more interested in Drake May than they are J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, I read stuff like that, and obviously there's truth in everything, and maybe that's what the rumors are. But, Don, so the Patriots are willing to go into the season with Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback? They're not going to select a quarterback?
I guess they don't like any of the quarterbacks then. Don't take a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback. They do not have talent in New England. They've got a complete rebuild in front of them. So what better place to start your rebuild than with your franchise quarterback? What if you don't think any of those quarterbacks are a franchise guy? Then you've got to go someplace else and take the best available player, right? They'd be nuts if they see the next Tom Brady and say, no. We got to build an offensive line. We got to get defensive players. No. What they're telling you, if this is even true, if they trade out of it, they don't like any of the quarterbacks. And that's believable. I don't think there's a consensus outside of Williams that any of these quarterbacks are going to be great.
But in all likelihood, Don, there are going to be 4 quarterbacks taken in the first 5 spots. Right, well, then so they don't see it, though.
What else am I supposed to conclude?
Unless they're thinking, you know, we need so many things, and we'll move on to quarterback next year, and we'll get, you know, the Giants 6 pick, and then we'll get a second rounder or a couple of second rounders. I don't know.
No, now that's a possibility. What if you know you're not going to be good? Even if you draft a great quarterback, New England doesn't have talent. They're not going to be the Houston Texans, okay? They're going to draft a quarterback, and that quarterback is going to be Troy Aikman and go 1-15 or whatever because the team's not any good. So maybe they're thinking, I don't like any of these quarterbacks, but next year we believe the quarterback crop is going to be better, and I'd rather make sure that we can get that quarterback than lock ourselves in a quarterback we don't believe in. This is not bread and water. I need milk. I need bread. I go to the store and I buy it. And the more I need it, the less I worry about the quality. But in the NFL draft, I need a quarterback. It's got to be the right quarterback. Not just any quarterback. It's got to be the right quarterback. Otherwise, you know what? A couple of years, you're going to need another quarterback again. So if you don't like him, then trade the pick. So I can only conclude that New England doesn't like any of these quarterbacks.
And if you're looking to hear the NFL draft, it will be streamed on ESPN New York app tomorrow. Now, here's Sal Pal, our buddy Sal Palantonio, talking about the Giants and how they are primed to move up for a quarterback.
I think they're trying to move up. It's clear. All indications are that they are in a quarterback hunt. Staying at 6, they probably are not going to get one. By Denver trading for Zach Wilson, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us Denver's in the weeds at the quarterback position for sure. That's number one. But it also tells us that Denver tried to go up, didn't have enough ammo to do it, and needed an insurance policy that either New England or Arizona was asking for too much. So maybe Minnesota's in the same boat at 11. They won't be able to get up, which means if anybody wants to dance, they may have to dance with the New York Giants. And the Giants may either go to 3 or to 4 to get either McCarthy or Drake May.
Now, there's no way Washington will trade out, right, Peter, from what you're hearing?
They will not.
So they want Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And Jaden Daniels said he would, for, you know, Minnesota attracts him.
No, Oakland.
But Minnesota or Oakland. I mean, he really likes Antonio Pierce.
I mean, sorry, Vegas, not Oakland.
Yeah, he likes Antonio Pierce because he was an assistant in college, but also likes Minnesota's offense. So
I would love if people stopped privately revealing from these players what their deepest, darkest interests would be. What's the point? Who does it help? Are the Commanders going to go, oh, you know what, guys? We wanted Jaden Daniels, but we heard that, like, deep down he'd rather be with Antonio Pierce. Maybe we should find a way to get him to Oakland. No, you're just going to end up having the fan base be annoyed with you before right. you get there. I don't know why this information getting out helps anyone.
I read that
this morning, and I was like, the word is... Diana Rossini said, the word is, I don't mean to give her the annoying voice, it's the words from the players that deserve the annoying voice. He would be cool with Washington,
right?
But he would really dream of being with Antonio Pierce.
But is that the player that just everybody, the draft has become so monstrous that everybody wants to get information. And there's very little information to get. They have to know the smoke
for
screens.
For example, Michael, have you heard any audio this week from the great Mark Olivero? About what he's saying?
No, I have not heard that.
Well, let me see if I can get him. Guys, can we summon Mark Olivero? I'm looking to get information if he's heard anything about the Jets or Giants draft possibilities this week. Marco?
The Giants will take a quarterback, but possibly not. They may trade down. They may trade up. Also hearing they may stay at 6.
That is quality information.
Yeah.
There's so much there.
But there's no... There's no information, but you've got a billion people trying to get information. So the people that might talk are going to be the quarterbacks. So that becomes a piece of information. I'd rather go to Vegas. Or he likes Washington. It's all nonsense.
Just a couple of days ago, the expert Marco Olivero reached out and told us his thoughts on what the Commanders would do at 2. I got to ask then, Marco, because we don't get a lot of draft experts on the show. My Washington Commanders picking 2 overall. What are you sensing?
I think it's an absolute lock. They will make a selection.
Big information.
Now, let's listen to Ryan Clark, who gives you more than Marco Olivero does.
But Marco gave you everything.
Ryan Clark doesn't think the Giants should trade up for a quarterback. Here's Ryan.
To me, you take wide receiver Malik Nabers. Now, I think we have...
Not the quarterback.
You got to love the quarterback, right? The last time this team picked at 6, Daniel Jones was sitting there, and they picked Daniel Jones because that's the quarterback that they had to take. That's the quarterback that they settled on. And that's the reason you're in this position again. Let's not let history repeat itself. People say that success leaves footprints. Well, you know what else? Failure leaves chalked out bodies, right? So let's make good decisions based on what we've seen in our history. If the quarterback's your guy, you get him. If he's not, you pick a good player at that position.
Now, I've heard from several people about a month ago that the Giants really love Drake May more than they love J.J. McCarthy. I just don't know how they get him unless New England is not high on him. Here's Mel Kiper Jr. about how he feels about Drake May. This was on DNR this morning.
I think he needs a little time. I think he's got a ton of talent. This year didn't go the way he wanted late in the year. That's why he's not going number one. He could have challenged Caleb Williams, I thought, with a great year. He didn't have that kind of season. He's got to work on his accuracy, consistency, shorten up and then tighten up that delivery a little bit. He's 21 years of age. When he gets in a rhythm, he's lights out. He can move. He's tough. He's smart. He's very coachable. He wants to be great. So there's really a lot to like. That's why he's the 6th highest rated player on my big board. But to say he's better right now or more highly rated than Caleb Williams never happened. I couldn't put him ahead of Jaden Daniels because Jaden had the great year and he has a great skill set. Drake May has the skill set but didn't have the great finish. That's why Jaden got the nod. So I think he deserves to be the 3rd pick overall to New England.
All right, so let's see if New England likes him. As Don said, they're not going to take him if they don't like him. The fact that they're even thinking about trading doesn't mean that they love him. Because if you love him, you stay there at 3 and you take your quarterback for the next 15 years.
It does just feel like everybody's got different opinions on all these quarterbacks except Caleb Williams, and he's going number 1. So do you just take a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback? You can't do that. Now, Clark was right. You have to take the quarterback that you love. If you don't love him, you take the best available player. It's not like the Giants do not have a quarterback. You may not love Daniel Jones. A lot of people don't. But they do have a quarterback that took a team to the playoffs 2 years ago. If you get a wide receiver, you could help Daniel Jones in this year in which you're paying him $40 million. So the consolation prize of not liking a quarterback, there's talent out there that can help you win now. So, and I still think the Giants are in the evaluation process of Daniel Jones because they have one more year to see what they can do with the right weapons, with the right health for him, to see if they're going to let those last 2 years of the contract kick in. So if you don't love a quarterback, Michael, do you just take it for the sake of it? Or no. Do you say, I'm going to try to make Daniel Jones the best quarterback he can be in 2024, and maybe, just maybe, we can crack the code on this kid, and we won't need a quarterback?
And if the Giants don't take a quarterback, think about this. If there are four quarterbacks taken in the first four picks, or the first five, the Giants are sitting pretty to get the second best non-quarterback that's in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The second best, whichever way they want to go, wide receiver, offensive lineman, the sixth pick is a good pick.
And the feeling is going to be that it's probably going to be Neighbors. And there are some people that think that if Harrison Jr. wasn't Marvin's son, that maybe Neighbors would be the number one wide receiver. So you would get yourself tremendous quality at six. It's just... this whole idea, and I'm wondering if a lot of general managers are buying into this, Michael. I need a quarterback. Was there any indication at all when the season ended that all of these quarterbacks could be taken immediately in the top of the first round? McCarthy has jumped up. Now, you know, we're hearing, you know, Penix might be taken in the first round. We were hearing rumors that he might go as late as the second round, possibly. Is it just a smokescreen, or are these general managers just so desperate for a quarterback they're willing to take a chance on the one position that can get them fired?
It's funny. Andrew Brand, who used to be, I believe, the president of the Packers, mm-hmm. Now he's very active on social media, he said right about now, teams are in their war rooms laughing at what the mock drafts have them doing.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows anything. We're trying to read the tea leaves.
There's two teams that could be telling you the truth.
The Bears.
The Bears and the Commanders. Because
right.
Everybody knows that Williams is going number one, so the Commanders become the de facto number one, and if they like Daniels, they can tell the world they like Daniels because they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to send up any smoke screens because they don't care what's going to happen at one. Everybody knows what's going to happen at one. It's after that where it becomes very interesting. Are the Patriots going to take a quarterback? Are they going to trade? What's Arizona going to do? It's all... I mean, did you hear the absolute yo-yo conversation earlier this morning
mm-hmm.
about the possibility of the Chargers taking a quarterback because the Vegas odds changed? Are we out of our minds? Are we out of our minds?
Well, this is why, you know, there's a little disagreement. Can I be honest with everyone? There's a little bit of push and pull here at the radio station between the three of us and how other people view draft coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you're saying right now is why I'm not that into it. It's because it's mostly malarkey. It is. It's mostly just people have to fill the time mm-hmm. between the end of the season and the draft, when the reality is we don't know anything at all. And then once we even get the players, guys, then it becomes fun to speculate, and you still until you see anything.
Because I do enjoy the draft. But it's this stuff that I there's a word I want to use. I think I'm allowed to use it, but I'm not going to do it.
You want to send it to me and I'll tell you?
No. Just, what's the first letter?
M.
Malarkey? I just said it.
No.
The second letter?
Well, it's just something that...
Manure?
Well, it's Tonka truck.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what we're doing, because he was saying the pushing and pulling.
Enjoying ourselves.
Enjoying yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is, because then what happens is, the odds now went to 6. Apparently it was like 100-1. It's gone to 6-1 that the Chargers are going to take a quarterback, which is complete idiocy. But now that's out there, so now there's a conversation about, well, maybe they're going to trade Justin Herbert. Can the Giants maybe make a deal? Now we're having a conversation about Justin Herbert being a Giant? I mean, they're giggling. There's people in the NFL looking at us and laughing right in our face.
Don't believe anything
that we're
put out
having
there.
This conversation. Like, look, we could throw pap out there and they'll smear it on their face because they're animals. I don't want to buy into it. There's no reason in the world that these teams are going to tell you what they're going to do, like I said, unless you're the Bears or the Commanders that are locked in.
Now, the Jets have the 10th pick. And so for a long time now, it's been, you know, it could be Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, who's supposed to be top of the line. But then I was reading stories today that the hit and miss ability of taking a tight end in the first round is mostly miss.
Mm.
So remember Pitts? Who got taken by Atlanta?
Atlanta, yeah.
First year he was great. Last year he's been like pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Kittle, third round. You look at Kelsey, fifth round. They're saying that you don't waste a 10th pick that the Jets mm-hmm. have on somebody like Brock Bowers, who is still unbelievable, but tight ends are tight ends.
But here's the thing. Let's say he is Pitts
right.
and has a great first year. that's a great first year with Aaron Rodgers, who could be in his last year.
Right, and that was Pitt's only year with Ryan.
Right. So are the Jets really thinking long-term with this pick, or they're thinking, who is going to help us win in 2024 with Aaron Rodgers? I wonder if you told them, listen, Bauer's going to eat, he's going to be a Pro Bowler. He's going to be amazing, but he is going to, excuse the expression, peter out later in his career.
Ouch.
Would the Jets still take him? Because in 2024, he'll be at his best.
I don't know if they'll have a franchise when Rodgers retires.
It's hyperbolic what you're saying, yeah, but it's in the neighborhood.
They're going to start from zero. But
what are you supposed to do?
Right. You got to go for it all now. Now, here's Mel Kiper on DNR, and he said, should the Jets consider trading down from 10?
Yes, I think moving down is the smart move. Get back at 2. You think about who they could get. Maybe Fautanu is there when they move down. Because certainly those other tackles could be. J.C. Latham is a name I didn't mention because I keep hearing he could go 5th overall to the Chargers from Alabama. He's my guy. He's the guy I've been on all along. So I think if you want the Fautanu, because of the versatility, the next best tackle for my ratings is J.C. Latham, the right tackle out of Alabama. I keep hearing 5 to the Chargers, or if the Chargers move down, they would look at him. So Latham is one that I think you have to put in that top group. So if the Jets move down, say, and Latham was still there, I'd jump at that opportunity to bring him in. I just don't think he'll be there on a trade down off of 10. Who could be there would be the guys I mentioned. Fashanu, Fulaga, guys like that. I think Mims would be guys on trading down. I don't think you trade off of 10 and get J.C. Latham. I think he's too highly rated right now.
And finally, Mel talked about, with DNR, the market for Brock Bowers.
Some teams I heard could be looking to move up to get him. Indianapolis. There's another team that I'm not sure, but I've heard from teams there's another team that's maybe making some moves. There's a couple teams maybe looking to get ahead of the Jets to move up and get Brock Bowers.
There you have it.
Maybe. Let's just get to Thursday, please.
Let's go to Alex at Old Forge. Alex.
What's up? What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, so the Giants can't mess around. They got to get their quarterback this year. I know getting a receiver would be awesome and everything, but you can do that in free agency next year. If you go up and get Drake May right now, you're not going to have a first rounder next year, most likely. But you need your quarterback. We haven't had good quarterback play since Eli Manning.
But what if they don't like the quarterbacks? You know,
but I think they do. That's the thing. I think that, like, the reports say what they say. It could be a smokescreen. But I think Brian Daboll looks at Drake May and sees Josh Allen. It's a perfect situation. He doesn't have to play the first year. Game time's in the last year of his contract. No guaranteed money after this season. Sit him for a year. All the good quarterbacks, like Jordan Love, they sit. I know Drew.
I am totally with you, Alex, as long as they like one of these quarterbacks. But you talk about the reports. Wasn't it 5 minutes ago they were going to trade up for McCarthy? And now they're going to trade up for May. Like, who do they like? I don't know.
I think that's a backup plan. You know what I mean? Like, you go for Drake May. For me personally, like, my dream scenario, get Drake May. If not, go with Neighbors. I would love the blue chip receiver. But I think you got to get a guy like that. You got to take chances. I mean, it's way harder to draft a quarterback than a receiver.
You can't take chances if you don't like the quarterback.
But I agreed with Ryan Clark about that. If you don't see what's there.
No, we don't. Listen, Alex, if they love one of these quarterbacks, by all means, you've got to do whatever you can. If you got to trade up to 3 to get them, you get them the same way they got Eli, right? Of course, he wanted Eli. He didn't care what he had to give up. He gave up the farm to be able to get him.
I think they like him, though.
But I don't know, because, again, you talk about the reports that they like Daniels. Well, May, 10 minutes ago, was, they're going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy. I don't know what to believe.
I think they like him, and I think that's the reason why you brought Brian Daboll here in the first place, because this guy can develop quarterbacks.
Also, Alex, I don't think
make him an aggressive offer.
There's no way that they would they trade their 6th pick and a first rounder next year. They might trade two number twos, a second round pick. They're not giving a first round pick next year too. Well, they might not be good. They'll be giving away a high pick.
I don't know if it numerically matches anyway. I don't know if that's the quality. But do what you got to do to get the quarterback. Again, I don't know. How does anybody know? Like, no offense to the caller, but I think they like. How do you know?
Well, he's just guessing now. In terms of, let's say they take the 6th pick and our very own Jordan Ronan is reporting that they like Penix too. Graziano, they like Penix, so they can get Penix at 6 and not have to move. Now, in terms of the wide receiver. Did you see what Amon-Ra St. Brown signed for with the Lions today?
Lions, yeah.
4 years, $120 million. So now the price of wide receivers is $30 million a year. That's $77 million guaranteed. I'm telling you, a wide receiver is going to shake loose. Ayuk is going to shake loose. The 49ers can't pay him. Jefferson probably can't be paid by the Vikings. Mm-hmm. So you might not even have to waste a draft pick on a wide receiver. You might be able to get one. I mean, look at the price for Amon-Ra St. Brown's a good player, but $30 million a year?
I know, but you talk about them shaking loose. You're going to have to pay good money. I get a wide receiver. I don't have to pay him for the first few years. They're talking about neighbors being really special. Yeah, but if
you
get a quarterback,
you're not going to have to pay him either.
But again, I got to like the quarterback. Like,
But that's obvious, yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, so I would take neighbors if I don't like any of the quarterbacks. But if I love the quarterback, you're right. Get the quarterback. There's no way you take a wide receiver over a quarterback that you love. But you'll definitely take a quarterback over a wide receiver that you love. That I agree with you. It's just that's the frustrating thing, guys, is who do they love? Now it's May. Before it was McCarthy. Now they like Penix.
Right,
like,
so what
give
kind
me
of
a
love
break.
Is it really love if you're not sure which one you love? You love them all so much.
It's like when people say, I really want to get married. So just to anybody? Or I thought you're supposed to find the woman and say, I want to marry her. And I was like, I want to get married.
Well, a lot of people do that. They're trying to get married.
That's terrible when people do. Do you remember
They're called the Browns and the Jets.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you remember the episode of The Office when Michael Scott goes to Pam and he's like, Pam, I want to adopt a baby. And she's like, what? You do? He's like, yeah, I really want one. She's like, are you sure? It can take, you know, it's really difficult. It could take as long as 10 months to even get on the list. He goes, I don't even know if I'm going to want one by then. do you really want the baby? Do you really want the quarterback if you're changing your mind every couple of days?
And I please do not take me the wrong way. There are a lot of people that I really respect that work their tail off to get this information. But why do I feel like they're all being played with? Now, they're probably talking to people that they really trust, that feel like they're not being used. But guys, if that were the case, would everybody be all over the place? They have the Giants attached to like 3-4 different quarterbacks. Somebody's obviously being lied to.
Let's go to Jimmy in Connecticut. Jimmy.
What's going on, guys? Listen, I think, believe it or not, you know, you've talked before about how you think there's not that big a difference between these quarterbacks that come out of college and it's the organization that really shapes them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, if they have faith in their coaching regime, you got to remember, Daniel Jones went through 3 different head coaches. If they believe in this coaching staff, they need to draft a quarterback, in my opinion. Because they have to have the confidence that they can shape whoever they take and do a...
Yeah, but Jimmy, you'd have to say that the quarterback has to have skills before they could shape him.
Right,
I mean, you can't just draft somebody you don't like.
Well, no, if you don't like him, if you blatantly don't like him, I understand you won't take him. But all these guys have skill. Let's just be real. Maybe some of them are a little bit more skilled than others, but they all have arm talent. We talked about it with Zach Wilson. They all have enough skill to be shaped into quarterbacks. It's really I really believe it's coaching. Coaching matters more in the NFL than any other sport. And I think they have to have faith in their regime that they can shape whoever
they
draft.
Okay, so you bring up a good point, but let me return serve with you. So this yes. administration's good at developing quarterbacks. They didn't do anything for Daniel Jones last year.
But they're his third head. This is his third coaching regime.
Oh, yeah, but okay, but this was their second year with him, and they didn't do any. Before he got hurt, he was awful.
I understand.
They had their hands on him for 2 years.
I see your point. What I'm saying is, they're beyond developing Daniel Jones, I feel like, at this point. This is what is going to be his sixth year in the league. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm with you. I've said it myself that I don't think there's much of a difference between these quarterbacks. You just got to be drafted by the right place. So I agree with you there, but I also need my general manager to believe that he can get top first round ability out of a guy. You know, you're not taking a clay and molding it into a serviceable quarterback. If you trade up to 3 to get a quarterback, we're not talking about a nice quarterback. We're not talking about a decent quarterback. We're talking about a franchise quarterback to help win you a Super Bowl. A general manager's got to have the conviction. The way Ernie Accorsi looked at Eli Manning and said, I can win a Super Bowl with that guy. The way he wanted John Elway. That's what you need, not just, hey, it's a quarterback, I'll work with him.
Did you hear the story yesterday? First time I'd ever read this, that John Mara didn't want to make the deal for Eli because he didn't want to throw in the fifth round pick. Mm-hmm. And somebody from his family said, if you think this is the guy, you can't let a fifth round pick stand in the way of your guy. So he gave in, but he did not want to. So, I mean, in terms of what you're saying, if you love the guy, you got to give up what you have to give up.
Right.
You move heaven and earth because that's the guy you think is going to be the game changer.
But if it's somebody you don't feel that way for, you have to really ask yourself, is it now worth it?
Right. Then you shouldn't go the extra mile if it's somebody that you're lukewarm on.
Exactly.
Now, what I don't know, because it was insinuated earlier in the show by one of the sound we played, was Daniel Jones, hey, we need a quarterback. He's here at 6. Let's take him. Or was it Gettleman saying, I'm in full-blown love. I love this guy. I have to take him.
I think it was that. Because a lot of people said they should have waited until the 17th pick and taken him.
I agree. I think they loved him. They were wrong, but I can't kill Gettleman if he really loved him. Hey, listen, it's his job on the line. You will get fired if you get this wrong. We agree on that? If the Giants trade up to 3, take Drake May, and he doesn't work out, Joe Shane will lose his job at some point. But Joe Douglas is going to lose his job soon, Michael, if they don't start winning. The primary reason is going to be because of the pick of Zach Wilson. He put himself behind the, and he's made some really good moves. Even the trade for Zach Wilson to steal. Something about Joe Douglas making trades is amazing.
He is able to throw garbage away right. And get money back in return.
He's the guy that can trade a paperclip and in 2 months get a house. Like, he's got that ability, but
still, if you don't get the quarterback right,
he'll end up losing his job one day, and the main reason is going to be because he took Zach Wilson 2 overall.
Francisco Lindor with a 2-run home run from the left side.
Welcome.
Left side, so the Mets are up 2-0. That's in the third. Don, I know there was a president that was very heavy. And could
Taft?
Not, yeah, he couldn't fit in a bath. I think he died that way. Tell me about fitting into a bath.
I don't think the bath fitter people signed up for that kind of an introduction.
Quite a take.
The bath that Taft died in. This is not the bath. If Taft had bath fitter, he would have survived. Don LaGreca here. To tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy. One expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamuelPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamuelPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamuelPain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to thank the New York Hockey Islanders. They sent us these delicious glazed donuts as they get prepared for games 3 and 4.
They really don't stop, dude.
They really know what they're doing. They really do.
And I'm going to eat my orange. I'm not going to partake.
Peter and I both made each other feel good about ourselves. We split a donut.
I took a small bite. Just a small.
No, it does look half.
Guys, it ended up being half. And I said, Michael, you take half. I'll take half.
No, there are more donuts in that room than the Islanders had shots in game two.
Why is he taking shots at John Ledecky's team?
There's a lot of donuts in there.
Yeah, he meant to say it's a lot of donuts.
But they didn't have very many shots. I'm sorry. I got to entertain an audience here. I'm rooting for them. Every Ranger fan, I think, is rooting for the Islanders because Carolina
wants to play Carolina.
They're very good.
What, the donuts?
I can't imagine that donut would taste poor.
It looked
gorgeous.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Islanders.
They really
thank you, Mr. Ledecky.
But they give out tickets. They send out donuts.
They let you do supermarket shop in their gift shop.
He won't let this go, Peter. You almost wish you did it.
I should have done it. I should have gotten everything.
Here's Tom Thibodeau's report on the final 2-minute report.
Thibodeau.
but his nickname is Tibbs.
Yeah, I figured out.
Not Thibs.
I know, but you didn't say Tibbs. You said Thibodeau, and he doesn't play defensive
end
for the Giants.
Here's Tom Thibodeau and his reaction to the final 2-minute report that said there were multiple fouls committed by the New York Knickerbockers.
No, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. No, I mean that. I knew they couldn't call a foul there. I'm watching the way Jalen's being guarded.
So he turned it around. See what he did there? He did a little okey-doke. Well, the way they're guarding Jalen, he can't guard people like they guard him. That's what he did. Let's go to Larry in Fort Lee.
Hey,
hey, I'm here.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
First time, long time. I want to talk about the Knicks. Although you just gave the Tom Thibodeau report, I didn't know about that one, and that's exactly my point. How many times does Jalen Brunson get beat up and they don't call? They don't make the call. So how are they going to make any calls on Maxey in the last minute of the game? Okay? And also, how's this report coming out now going to affect how they ref the game Thursday night?
I think it might.
It might affect who's reffing the game.
And it might affect if they think that the Sixers were rook, Larry, in the last 2 minutes, then they might call the game a little differently.
Yeah, I would think so. And I don't think that's particularly fair. And I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago against Houston, the Knicks lost the game because there was a ridiculous call made at the end of the game that shouldn't have been made. Mm-hmm. And then the NBA came out and said that shouldn't have been made either. But that didn't change anything.
That's why I'm against making these things public.
But the thing I don't like getting caught up in, first of all, because they might have called things poorly early, doesn't excuse late. Like, I see that a lot. It's like, well, look at time. Brunson was whatever. The thing is that officiating contributes, but it's never the reason. It's still the three-pointer still had to be made. The inbound pass was a poor one. Larry tried to be Lowry bobbled it. Like, we get so caught up in the officiating and just win the game, and the Knicks won the game. All right, so doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But Michael's right. If it gets called a little tighter in Game 3, it's going to be because of what they perceive to be poor officiating in Game 2. But you're still going to have to overcome that. It happens in the NHL, too. They miss this. They miss that. Just win the game. Figure out a way to win the game. You're up 2-0. Who cares?
Let's go to Brian in Millburn. Brian.
Hello. How you doing, y'all?
Good.
I'm a big fan of y'all.
Thank you.
Question. Hey, I want to say I don't like the way New York Giant fans talk about Daniel Jones, like he had a real offensive line or a superstar wide receiver or all the facets to see as a quarterback in the NFL. I just don't like it. You know, of course his neck hurt. His knee hurt. He been running for his life the whole time he been there. I'm a 49er fan. I like Daniel Jones. And if he went to Andy Reid or any one of these other quarterback coaches, like you said, okay, you're like, well, what they do with him already? He been there 2 years. I thought they were supposed to coach up quarterbacks, but he ruined already. And he had no offensive line to back him up. So,
yeah, but instead, Brian, we celebrate the fact that he beat up on the Minnesota Vikings in the first game of the playoffs. So he did that without, quote, an offensive line, without a lot of weapons. But now he gets a pass because he doesn't have a great offensive. Come on. Better quarterbacks rise above it. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's not a franchise quarterback. He's a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. But these two individuals come over from the Bills, Shane and Dable, with the credit of being able to make a quarterback.
Shable, if you will.
What they did with Josh Allen, could they come in, they watched every down, watched every tape of Daniel Jones, and you know what they did? They half-assed it. They said, we like him, but not enough to give him franchise money quarterback. $40 million is a lot, but it's not what you would give a franchise quarterback at the end of the day. And they gave themselves an out after 2 years. Why? Because they weren't 100% sure. So that first year, you know, he goes out with him, they go out and make the playoffs, but they still, Michael, they weren't sure.
Mm-hmm.
They really weren't sure. And last year, the one thing I'll argue with you, Michael, he wasn't playing well. Last year was just a mess. Up and down the roster, how they played. Daniel Jones wasn't near their number one problem. But you still don't know going into this year.
That's the thing. He still didn't tell you anything.
But Peter, they gave themselves an out because they still weren't 100% sure. So how can you all of a sudden be sure after last year? But I think Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. But you know what? I need better than good. I have a chance to maybe go out and reset with a possible franchise quarterback if they believe there's one out there in this draft and go get him.
I got to tell you what, though. If they pick a quarterback, right, then to me, you're signing up for at least 3 more years of Daboll. You cannot continue to change coaches and offensive coordinators. Look what happened to Zach Wilson. So if they take a quarterback, you're ensuring they stay another 3 years.
Well, I mean, but that's got to be the plan, though, right? I mean, you hired Daboll and Shane because you were hoping that you got it right the 3 times you didn't get it right, firing the coach after 2 years. We speculated about the possibility of parting with Daboll after what was an embarrassing start to the season. Don't you think they did enough in the second half to say, okay, let's move forward with our coach here? I wouldn't have a problem. Would you have a problem with signing up for 3 more years of Brian Daboll?
No, I don't have a problem with him at all. But people were ready to.
Are you thrilled about it, though?
Yeah, I think he's a really good coach.
Okay, you're sure?
Am I
sure about anything?
Well, no, but I mean, Peter, there were times
years?
In the first few weeks of the season where, like, what the heck's going on here? You lost 40-0 at home on opening day.
Right.
And if they ended up finishing 1-16, you'd have to think about it. But they didn't. They got off the mat. They played some meaningful games down the stretch.
But I hear you, but that's because the bar set in the beginning of the season was so unbelievably bad.
But Michael's saying, but I'm not going to stop from drafting a quarterback because it might mean having to sign up for 3 more years of Brian Daboll. That's not the end of the world.
No, I hear you. Just remember, chocolate saucer in your pants. That happened.
I did.
In your pants. Chocolate soft serve. In your pants.
But I do think they dry cleaned those pants and wore them late in the season.
Can any of these stories have a happy ending?
In your pants.
Oh. Maybe you did have to squeeze one out. As you said, get a little sweaty early.
You know what? I don't know why I didn't say the M word earlier. Is it any worse than what was just said?
It was
more palms than pits.
It was the monkeys do it, for God's sakes, right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's their issue.
That's what the draft is. That's what the draft right. is. The draft analysis is like going to the zoo and watching a monkey destroy himself.
So you're pretty much saying that Mel Kiper Jr. should be let go.
No.
What are you saying? That's what he does for a living.
No. Mel Kiper analyzes what he believes are the good and bad of the players coming out. Not the whole, I believe that the Giants are going to do this.
I've heard that they might be trading up.
He said he heard. I look at Mel, I don't look at Mel Kiper knowing who the Giants are going to draft. I want to know from Mel Kiper how good Drake May is going to be, because that's his expertise. Not
talking to general managers and being lied to, which is what's happening on a daily basis. I feel bad for these reporters. They got a job to do, and they're all excellent at what they do, but a lot of them are being lied to. They're being used. They're being manipulated, and we're being used and manipulated as if this is real information.
It's been going on for years.
Exactly, and I've had enough.
He's had...
I'm going to watch on Thursday. See, I'm going to enjoy myself, and then we'll talk about it on Friday, like gentlemen. Know,
Dave Rothenberg claims, he's fighting with his son, apparently,
right,
about what gets top television billing on Thursday. And he wants to give the draft...
He's an idiot.
...top billing
and I love
over
Dave.
The Nick.
No, no, no. He's that, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say right to his face. He's a moron. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because you can look at a computer... We see, Dave is, it's 1974 in Dave's household. He actually had a conversation on the air last week how he was going to consume the Knicks game one at a bar mitzvah. Will the bar at the restaurant have a TV?
I know, that
what,
was crazy.
What, is it 1985?
Yeah, bring
is
your
Back
watch
to the
man.
Future back in the theaters?
He brought his black and white watch.
You bring your phone. You bring your phone and you watch it.
Even Anthony, who's by far the most into the draft of all of us, said he's given Knicks TV one, Islanders TV 2, and draft on the phone.
Right, because it was a live sporting event.
Like, well, what do you need to see? I mean, with all due respect to the wonderful coverage that our colleagues at Disney do. Is Greeny hosting again this year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Even better, ESPN New York app. I'm going to listen to it right there.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful.
Well, so there's so many ways to consume.
So even though our colleagues...
I think he is hosting.
Our colleagues do a great job. But if there's a Nick playoff game, you really want to hear... Do you know how much time is between picks, guys? They're given a lot. Is it 15 minutes in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes.
You know
minutes.
What I'm rooting for?
Dave's oldest. 10 in the first round, 10 in the first round.
Dave's oldest son.
He's 17 already,
right,
believe me.
To get big enough to just put an end to it. You sit down and you watch what I'm putting on the TV.
I can't believe his kid's 17. His bar mitzvah was yesterday.
It was the last event before COVID.
Has he gotten a gift yet?
I can't believe how long ago that was.
He still hasn't gotten the gift four years later?
No, I didn't. What? It got it 3 months later. The gift debacle was years ago now.
Yeah.
No, but that's
never too old.
Yeah, because you're 13, right?
That's right.
And that was,
yeah,
that was
yes.
And that was four.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah.
And he's applying to college right now, right?
Yeah. His father went with him with a filthy Giant shirt on to Princeton, remember?
And then yelled at people on
yeah.
the street.
No, yeah. That, how great would it be that, yeah, he gets to the point where he just beats Dave down. And we're gonna watch the Nick game, Dad.
And you're going to like it. Yeah. And then Dave argues he breaks his leg.
So here's the thing. So the Giants are picking at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they move up and pick at 3.
Maybe.
Right, then you're out.
You'll get an alert.
So are you going to keep it on? I mean, what do you need? You need to see someone come out and do the awkward hug dance with Roger Goodell?
I love the awkward hug dance.
Which is, yeah. Come on, it's game
But don't
three.
You realize you watch the draft to see players play in a game?
That you hope one day will be
the
a playoff
game.
The game's
the thing.
The game.
Right, so you're watching the game.
The game.
When we start putting preparation for the game ahead of the actual game, what are we doing?
Well, what really, we have to question ourselves.
It's a monkey at the zoo destroying himself, as Don once said.
How long do you think before the eldest son can beat him up?
Now. Well, I don't know how big, because Dave's a large man.
Just large. He's not athletic.
No, certainly not athletic. But I mean,
I think all the reasons that Ben would not beat him down is because of the genes that his dad gave him.
You mean he also won't be athletic?
No, but Ben wants the Nick game.
Yeah, but Ben can only use the faculties in which we're handed
but
down to him.
You don't think he's smart?
But no, Sherry's
no,
a good athlete.
Very bright.
No, but Sherry's a good athlete. Sherry's a good athlete, so she could have passed the athleticism down, and they could maybe beat him down with Sherry's athleticism.
He's a good enough player to be playing in college. He wants to play in college, baseball player.
So, honestly, I think, and I mean this in no disrespect.
That means the disrespect is coming.
Yeah, it's three.
It's a house of enablers.
And that we know.
There you go. You didn't even get to one.
No.
You know, that my home is my happy place. Maybe Dave's isn't. And that happy place needed a refresh. That's why I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters to give it a facelift. They've exceeded my expectations with great workmanship and communication. I received daily updates on the progress of the job, and when they finished, they made sure I was happy. They didn't just pack up and go. They want to make sure I was completely satisfied before they considered the job completed. They take pride in what they do, and you could trust them to get the job done right. I couldn't be more satisfied with the Serta Pro Painters. The whole process has been stress-free. Now's the time to do the home painting project you've been putting off. Schedule your free estimate today at CertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Having a wonderful time.
If you knew what you missed during the breaks, so much gets revealed.
Time now for the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. Yankees won yesterday 4-3. Their bullpen did a good job. Marcus Stroman went 5 1/3. Judge had a big double, hit a ball to the wall.
Yay.
Looks like he's getting his timing down. One interesting stat unearthed by Tom Verducci. I don't know if you saw this. So what are they, 23 games in?
Mm-hmm.
He's hit more pop-ups in 23 games, because he's not a pop-up guy. He drives balls.
Yeah.
He's hit more pop-ups than he did in all of 22 and 23.
That's crazy. So something's going on. I don't know what it is. Is it the lack of at-bats? Is it injury? What is it?
Verducci's premise was he needs more swings, and that the lack of swings in spring training.
So you're saying benching him would be a huge
down.
Mistake.
Well, I mean, let people say what they want to say. But the Yankees did win 4-3. They play tonight, then they ended up tomorrow afternoon, then on to the road, 3 in Milwaukee, and 4 in Baltimore against the O's.
We're just going to miss each other.
Well, I'll be there Sunday night. Why don't you sleep with me?
Excuse me?
Come to the hotel. It's a nice hotel.
Wait a minute.
That was
time out.
Quite
time out.
A way of framing
yeah,
that question. Friend.
So the game's Monday.
Right, but and we get in Sunday.
What time do you get in?
Well, the game in Milwaukee is 1:30 or 2:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Probably getting in about 10.
Oh, 10 at night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, why don't you, like a gentleman, take the train to D.C. and watch the Rangers Caps?
I'm not you.
In what sense?
He doesn't
go. I'm not going. I mean, I just came back from doing a big three-game set in Milwaukee, sitting next to the legendary Bob Uecker, and I'm going to go do watch a hockey game.
Now, why does he devalue what I do?
I'm going to watch the game on TV.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see? Don't think I was conversing today in our Ranger? I watched the Ranger game.
I didn't say that.
Well, then we'll see. What does that mean?
I'm saying you're going to get to the hotel room at 10 o'clock, you're going to go to bed.
No. It might be a christening, something like that.
No, I know. It doesn't take that long.
That's just rude. You know, if you slept,
I love where this show's going.
If you slept in the same room with Don, you know how you'd wake you up in the morning.
How?
Wake up, Flip. And if you sleep longer than that, the snooze button.
Come on, Rodney, no, wake up.
Why would you call me Flipping Rodney?
I don't know.
I think the hotel that we're staying is nicer than yours. So,
is that true?
I believe
there's
it is.
There's a hotel in Baltimore nicer than the hotel in Washington.
Hotel
D.C.
in Baltimore is beautiful. That's all I'll say. Can't say what
it is. Well, there's probably only one
the name of the hotel.
Because then fans will be flocking there.
Don't they flock anyway?
No, they'll find out.
I know is whenever, I'm sure it's with the Yankees, even more so. But whenever the Rangers, when our bus comes in, like after, on a road trip to the hotel, there's a bunch of fans outside the hotel for autographs. So they find out.
It used to be different, though. Like when Jeter and A-Rod were on the team, it was like traveling with the Beatles. There'd be hundreds of people outside wherever they stayed. It's not like that anymore.
Now it's just like a handful of weirdos who want to get their balls signed.
It's mostly collectible people.
Yeah, it's the collectible people.
And that's what ticks off the players because they don't want to sign for the collectible people.
They don't mind
people.
Signing for kids.
No, not at all.
But the collectors who they see over and over
again. But a lot
of
the collectors give the stuff to kids. They pay kids to stand there.
Because they know the players get annoyed to see them.
Right.
Guess what I got the other day?
A cold?
I got an autograph request to my home address.
And you threw it in the garbage, right?
I said, what would Michael do? Throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. You can't. That's a seal that can't be broken.
You can't break the seal.
How dare you send something to my private residence?
Yeah, like you.
You send it to the stadium, I'll sign anything but a check.
I have two jobs. I have two jobs where you can find the address and send it.
Right. But they sent it. Did they send it to the estate or the apartment?
Well, they're one of them. They're both, you know, places I don't want to receive things from strangers.
Wow.
So it's
right in the garbage, right?
Right in the garbage. Well, I looked at it first. Then I threw it in the garbage.
You know what I do to really annoy people? Like they'll send a self-addressed stamped envelope. I take the stamp off. I'll use it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you're gonna invade my private place, I'm taking your forever stamp.
You know, it's a great point by you. I could just take the envelope.
Of course.
And cover the address.
Yes. Yes. Take advantage of their intrusion.
Yeah, why would they do that? It's very strange.
Well, that's the Pinstripe Report.
Interesting.
Brought to you by Bet365.
Very
whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. So there's a game on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, I think moving down is the smart move.
When's the game for?
Sunday at 8.
Oh, so, I mean, I was going to say, come to the hotel, I'd treat you to a nice dinner. Or maybe we could do Pete's on the Chest together watching.
But you're going to be, we're not really that close. How close? I've driven it, and then of course I know the train stops, but like really, how close is Baltimore
to D.C.?
In miles?
26.
As the crow flies, as they say.
I made that up, but it'll take you 45 minutes to an hour to drive. Quick 25:30 on the train.
Hey, Isles Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Be there to see your New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in games 3 and 4 at UBS Arena.
Ah, yeah.
Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down the contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com.
Can I join?
You having a good time today, Peter?
Oh, yeah. I like hearing voices.
Here we go.
All right, we'll come back. Got a lot of stuff to reset. So why don't you enjoy it with us? But first, Don's going to tell us about a car that he likes.
Oh, please, Don.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease the all-new 2024 Mazda CX-90, PHEV preferred, for just $299 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R1157. 7064, MSRP 51,320, ends 4/30/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.